Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
That is Kanyimbao.
Kanyimbao Nokwazi. It's actually a Nokwazi song with Kanyimbao and produced by Brothers of Peace, BOP. So before we even
Hello, Sheldon.
Hi.
Do you want to meet Sheldon? Yeah.
Hi, Sheldon.
So number one, before we even get busy,
yes.
I just want to say, like, whenever it's just Pamela and myself in the studio.
He's going to get quite spicy now. I know exactly what he's going to do. I know exactly.
I'm ready.
This is where we switch off his mic. This is where we switch off Sheldon's mic.
When it's just Pamela and myself.
Yeah.
It's like we have a Thursday evening tea party.
Right.
And it's just the two of us.
No, it's a pajama party.
Yeah, actually. You know when you go to your best friend's house?
Yeah, it's a pajama party
and it's
with
just
slippers
your robe
on.
And your slippers.
Yes.
And literally. Rollers in the hair.
Yeah. No judgment.
Yeah.
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 That is a normal Thursday.
I love it.
Yeah. But when there's a guest, the fine china comes out. As you can see. She never makes this effort for me.
You do.
For me, I get the rollers.
Tando is on the floor right now. She is like finished. She is finished.
But now I've got these two beautiful women, Tumelo and Pamelo.
Yes.
I'm going to call you guys Tupelo. What a tag team. What a lucky guy I am today. Tumelo and Pamelo.
You
look Tupelo.
All the mellows.
You look
here.
All the mellows.
All the mellows.
Very mellow.
Oh, you're so spicy. You're so spicy.
Man.
How are you, darling?
I'm good in you.
So what are we discussing today?
So actually, what I discovered when I selected all the music for tonight is that there's this perception in the music industry that if you are over a certain age, it's done, you know?
Yeah.
And like people have this perception that and I think it's like a Kardashian thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm using Kardashian as a
yes.
symbol,
yeah.
but it's like everyone thinks everything is instant gratification. It's
yeah.
like you arrive there and you become famous immediately
right.
and you become rich immediately. And all the people, nearly all the people that I've selected for today's show are people that have worked on their craft for a very long time to get to where they are, and they've reinvented themselves. And this Nokwazi lady who's done this song, Wamuhle, actually started off as one of Rebecca Malope's backing vocalists.
Look at that.
And
sure.
then
Look at that.
Eventually,
I mean, wow.
you know, transformed into her own entity. And this is the song that came out of it. And I think we need to dispel this theory that people think that fame is an instant thing. If you want to be successful, anything you want to do in any career,
yeah.
it requires hard work and investment, and it requires like that you do your homework in order to be able to have a sustainable career.
Right.
Otherwise, if it's built on a very flimsy foundation, it's here today, gone tomorrow.
Right.
And that is why someone like Nokwazi has lasted as long as she has. Because it's about building up the brand, building up, you know, the hours that you need
yeah.
in order. Because everything is about that investment in hours, whether
right.
you're a newsreader or whether you're a presenter or whether you're a musician or an accountant. It's about putting the hours in, because after a certain period of time, you start seeing the patterns.
Yeah.
Because I think initially it's difficult to see, you know, what the outcome is. But the more you do it, the more it becomes alive to you, and the more you can maneuver through
yeah.
the whole process. And that seems to be the running theme with most of the people
right,
that
right.
I've selected for today. They've created new sounds. Like this, what I love about this specific song is that it assimilates elements of like indigenous South African music,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
in a modern, reinterpreted,
Absolutely.
Reinvented kind of way, like almost like a renovation, you know, like a rebirth of the sound, which I think is so amazing, because later on I'll elaborate further. But it's about like this pride in South Africanness. What do we have that differentiates us from other people?
Yep.
What makes us a contributor to the world society.
Yeah.
And I feel that this is a really good example of that and a modern interpretation of like what South Africanness is.
Mm. Fun fact, Kanyimbao studied music. As a music teacher, you would like that.
Oh, I didn't know that Kanyimbao studied music.
Yes, she did.
Oh, wow. Mm. I thought she was just a pretty face.
No, in fact, she released, I think she released an album or recorded an entire album before she was very famous.
Oh, wow.
That's so interesting.
But she's better known as an actress.
I get that, but she's a better musician, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that song was a banger.
It was a beautiful song, and it's one of those timeless songs you can still play, you know, for many more years to come. But when it comes to Nokwazi's background, Sheldon, for me, I have an appreciation for small beginnings.
Mm.
When you mentioned that she was a backup singer, I mean, with TikTok now, where you can belt a song and become an overnight sensation,
exactly.
I can appreciate, and perhaps you can expand more on what lessons one can learn being backup before your moment as the star of the show.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot that one can learn from there.
I think the thing, you know, it's all about, I think, like, some of the most successful people in the industry are people that have understood everything from the grassroots to the being the person in charge. And I think, I mean, the story of Nokwazi being a backing vocalist and then becoming a star on in her own merit is not an unfamiliar story. Like Mariah Carey was another one who started as a backing vocalist and then became her own star. Or, for example, Kelly Price was Mariah Carey's backing vocalist and then became a star in her own right. And I think as someone who aspires to be like a leader in their field, the mentorship thing is such an important thing because you learn so much from the person under whom you are.
Yeah.
And like by learning and going through the paces and seeing the mistakes that other people are making, you can start incorporating some of those concepts into your own practice.
Mm.
And in so doing, you land up being as successful, possibly more successful than the person under whom you were mentored. And I think, I mean, for me, mentorship is such an important thing and something that, I mean, I've got various mentors into whom I tap all the time because we can sometimes be short-sighted about what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And so sometimes you need that outlet or that wall to bounce an idea off.
Mm.
And, you know, there are much greater people than you who've experienced amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that whole thing about, like, being a backing vocalist also teaches you that there's a level of humility that is important in any kind of a career. You can't get to a point where you think you're so great that the industry needs you. The industry doesn't need anybody.
Yeah.
There's no one, Michael Jackson, who cares? You know, like he's now gone and we've moved on to other things.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter how big you are. You need to constantly remember where you came from, what you had to do to get there, and be appreciative of those moments. And I think as someone who would start like an Nokwazi starting off as a backing vocalist and going through the paces and understanding that, you know, there was someone there who looked out for me and I will now look out for somebody else and extend an arm to somebody else. I think those are important things. And I think if you start off as the great star, it's difficult to relate to that. Because it's just about this grand big thing. And I think the other big thing and the demise of many big artists is the fact that they're not actually groomed for fame.
Mm.
Like you look at the royal family. Mm. From the young age, they groom to be royal and, you know, expect that there's going to be tons of media attention on them. But as a star, you get none of that grooming.
Mm.
But if you're in a situation like this with like Nokwazi was as someone under probably one of the greatest gospel singers in South Africa, she gets to understand this is what is coming my way.
Mm.
So it's a form of grooming that you're getting into an understanding like the inner workings of the industry without actually having to be there on your own.
Mm. Sheldon.
Yes. So that's Prince KB and Msaki. Once again, this is a story, I mean, Prince KB only really attained, like, he started off as a producer and it was like a gradual process. And eventually, when he was 27, he finally releases his first big hit. a song with Lady Zamar called Charlotte. Mm. And that song blew up and it was big, and the dude's 27 years old. Mm. I mean, he paid his dues, all right? I mean, 27 sounds young, but in the music industry, yeah. I mean, when you have people like Billie Eilish, who was 18.
Can you imagine when someone says they're 27, you're old. Okay.
But anyway, and then Msaki is a similar kind of thing, a similar kind of situation. She also started off, she's got a master's degree in fine arts from Rhodes University. So she's a learned person, accomplished musician. The combination of these two, the song is, I mean, very distinctively South African. Mm-hmm. It's a house track. You can hear it's house, but it's very authentically South African in its execution. This specific song, which is called Fetch Your Life, was released in 2019. It was one of Msaki's first hits. Mm. So it also, she was later in life. It was, you know, something that, you know, she had paid her dues. She had gone through the whole spiel and gotten to this point. This track was 6 times platinum in South Africa. That's 120,000 units.
And that's in South Africa.
In South Africa.
It's a big deal.
So it's a big deal. I mean, the combination of the two, beautiful. It charted on the iTunes chart. I mean, it's part of a bigger narrative where we look at South Africa now as a mega player in the world music industry.
Right, right.
And so, you know, I just thought this is an amazing track, amazing new sound, new interpretation, and I thought it was a great song to highlight.
It is, yeah.
So this young lady, is going places. Mm-hmm.
All right, so before we get to Tyler, so both of these ladies, so the two ladies that we just played back to back, so the first one was Sabrina Carpenter, and she started her career off as a Disney kid, like Miley Cyrus, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, Ryan Gosling.
About her and going into the Forbes list, or
who?
Sabrina, as I don't know, the billions. She's now earning billions of rands.
Oh, really? I haven't seen her on the Forbes list.
I saw that this week, literally.
So what I find fascinating about her story is that she got signed. So she was on this show called Girl Meets World on Disney, and then Disney's got their own record label. It's called Hollywood Records, and she got signed to a record deal with Hollywood Records, and she released 4 albums. She released an album 2015, 2016, 2018, 2019. None of them went anywhere. And then she got signed to Island Records, which is the record company that made Bob Marley famous in the 70s. Anyway, she got signed. And then she released an album called Emails I Can't Send. And that sort of like started triggering people off. And then this year, it just went ballistic. Like she just blew up. Sure. This track was her first, Espresso was her first top 5 hit. It went to number 3 in the United States. 5.3 million units sold. She just blew up. And the story for me with her is that, you know, after 4 albums that didn't work, you'd be like, I'm hanging up my vocal cords. You know, like, I guess it's not going to happen for me. And sometimes you just need to persevere. You know, like, you just need to have the self-belief that you're doing the right thing. And that everything's going to align eventually. Yeah. Because if you give up, you could have missed out on an espresso. And so I just find that kind of story, like where you persevering, you're doing your thing, you have your belief that you're doing the right thing, and eventually the universe aligns.
Yeah.
And there you are. Mm. She just got an MTV award last night for Song of the Year for this song, Espresso. And she performed the song for the first time this year at Coachella, and she claimed that she wrote the song because she needed something
just
to perform there. And there's the song. 5.3 million units later. And you know, 5.3 million units, you can live off that.
Forever.
So that was Sabrina Carpenter. But Tyler, this girl, she's done some things. So last night she also won an MTV Music Award. So last night was the MTV Music Awards. She won an MTV Music Award for Best Afrobeats Music. And now, in her acceptance speech.
I loved the speech.
Now, what I like about it, she's 22 years old, and she basically tuned. She tuned the Americans.
No, she did.
And I actually think it's brilliant because it's the same thing as with the Grammy. She won the Grammy in the best like African music. What is African music? We've got how many countries in Africa?
That's right.
The people in Southern Africa and the Algerians are like two completely different races, almost. And now you say African music. So everything falls under this one banner, which is disingenuous because actually African music manifests in so many different ways, and she clearly said,
and she told them,
and she was like, I'm a piano artist, not an Afrobeats artist, but I will take this award.
Yes.
I'll take it home with me.
I'll keep it.
Yeah, but actually I'm a piano artist,
and there's a lot more to African music
than just Afrobeats. And so I find that maturity and the way that she handles herself to be such an amazing thing. And it's a symbol. I mean, that single sold 4 million units. It's a symbol of where we are as South Africa at the moment. Africa is the biggest growing music economy in the world. They're growing at over 24% per annum. And South Africa is the fastest growing music economy in Africa, which means we are the leading music territory in Africa, which is the biggest growing in the world.
Hallelujah.
So it gives you a completely different perspective on what we're actually doing in South Africa as a country, as a sound.
Yeah.
And that is why the Grammy Awards have changed the award to be a Best African Music Genre. And MTV just introduced this Afrobeats genre. And we are the leaders in that.
That's big.
So, yeah.
Sheldon.
Tyler.
We've run out of time.
Yes. It's been lots of fun.
We've run out of time.
We've run out of already.
Tupelo.
Guys, we can't
have guys, you should have a show.
We can't have the Tupelo show.
You can have the Tupelo show. It can be a talk show.
It's been so wonderful to have you, Dumela. Really, it was such a pleasure.
Oh.
And we hope to see you soon and hear from you soon and experience your talent a bit more. We love it and we miss you.
Thank you, sis. I miss you too. And thank you for the invite.
Thank you.
Very appreciate it.
Sheldon.
Thank you.
It was fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We'll be back on Monday at 8.
And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.